I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. A couple of sports stories for you now. In a moment, why cricket means so much to Pakistanis, especially today. Don't worry, we won't try and explain the game to you. It's just a chance to talk about a major change in the fortunes of Pakistan's cricket team. First, though, a big change that's being tested in soccer. The sport has long resisted the use of technology to review calls on the field, but now it's trying it out. We're talking about the so-called video assistant referee being used this month in the Confederations Cup tournament in Russia. The world soccer guy William Troop is on the case. So explain how this system called a VAR would work.
Well, it's pretty simple. There is literally an assistant to the referee who is on the field. This assistant is in a booth, either in the stadium or nearby, and the assistant is looking at the feed from TV cameras all over the stadium to check on the decisions being made by the referee on the field. It is limited in its use in that it can only be used in four specific situations. When there's a call that relates to whether a goal was scored or not, a call as to whether there was a foul that should result in a penalty in the penalty box, when someone is given a straight red card, so was it warranted, and for some very rare cases where the referee gives a red or a yellow card to the wrong player, like the player who did not commit the foul. So those are supposed to be the only four situations in which this technology can be used.
Who makes the final call, the person watching the screens or the referee who asked for the kind of decision making?
Well, it's all supposed to stay in the hands of the main referee in the middle of the field.
All right. We've seen numerous calls get quite close and quite controversial. What are the downsides and the pros of this?
Well, the downside is merely that it's messing with tradition. And the soccer purists out there think that anything that slows down the game, that keeps it from flowing smoothly and quickly, is a detriment to the sport. Because soccer has always been a sport that flows for 45 minutes. There's a halftime, and then it flows for another 45 minutes. There's very few significant pauses in the games. But really, the upside is that, you know, referees are human. They make mistakes. And for the first time, they are submitting themselves to a little bit of video review to catch those mistakes.
So it's kind of getting this test run, this beta run at the Confederations Cup in Russia. Is it successful?
Well, that's just the thing. So far, the tournament is in the early stages. Four games have been played. In three of those games, the VAR, the video assistant referee, has been used. And it's successful in that every time it's made the right call. I mean, they have the video evidence. It's hard to make the wrong call at that point. What is less successful is that there's confusion on the field because players and coaches and even spectators are not used to this happening in soccer. Literally, you know, the action stops and the referee is listening to his earpiece and nobody knows what he's hearing. And suddenly there's a change in the decision. So players in particular have been confused by this.
And for the soccer purists who say you start that clock, let 45 minutes go, we reach halftime, no stoppages in between. How much time was lost to review the videotape?
In my experience from the couple of games that I've watched, not that much. Basically, you know, it stops for 30 seconds. The video assistant referee gives his or her recommendation, and then the call is made and off we go.
So it's being used at the Confederations Cup right now in Russia. How likely is it that we'll see it in the World Cup in Russia?
I think it's 50-50, and chances are getting better at this point.
The World's William Troop, thanks very much.
You're welcome.